Okay, we are in Parshas Drachim in the Drisha Shmini, and this is the last part. So we're almost finished with it. We had said last time that the Parshas Drachim was explaining the words of Az Yashir, and it said, that as you were bringing your people to Neve Kachecha, to Eretz Yisrael, Shama Mirim Yir Gazun, the nations heard about it and were frightened. The Plishtim were afraid, as we explained, and it says Edom was afraid, and the reason was is because they found out via the Plishtim that if even though Hashem tells us that we can't fight with, say, Edom or the Plishtim because of Avram's deal with Avimelech, if some other nation kicks them out, then we are allowed to take that land. So therefore, they weren't comfortable anymore, even though Edom should have been not afraid, perhaps because Hashem told us we can't fight with Edom, but they knew that if Hashem wants to kick them out, he'll just have some other nation kill them, and then we could take that land. So when they heard we were on their way to their area, so they got very scared because of that. Once they found out, because of what happened with the Plishtim, they got kicked out of certain lands, and then the Jews were able to take that over. So that's why the people of Pelashas were afraid. And then when, therefore, Edom gets afraid, because it could happen to them too, and then Namoga Kol Yoshvei Chanan, and therefore people who actually lived in Israel, like the seven nations were supposed to destroy, they totally melted because they knew we were gonna attack them. So that's why they were very afraid. That's what we explained last time. But we had left over with one question that we hadn't answered, which was the Medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu said to V'yema V'sita Emo, that was a he didn't say to V'yenu V'tita Emu. Whatever, he didn't say that we will go. He said, Hashem, you will bring the Jewish people Bahar Nachalascha. So it was a nevuah. The Medrash says that he knew that it was a nevuah that he would not be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Parshas Drachim had asked, why all of a sudden now does he get this nevuah that he's not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael? What was the point of that nevuah happening? Moshe did nothing wrong. Why would something so negative become a nevuah then? Even if he didn't know, perhaps it was Niba Veinu De'ema Niba. Even if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what he was saying when he said, Tevi'emo V'sita Emo. But why have that nevuah there that Moshe would not make it into Eretz Yisrael? So, now that we have all the pieces of the puzzle, we can finally put it together. We just have to remind ourselves of all the pieces. I think I had mentioned the full machlokas, but anyway, he had mentioned earlier this idea of someone says, Konam beis chasheni nechnas, if someone makes a shvuah that they, or the neder, that they won't go into your, to beis cha, into your house. So if you sell that house to someone else, then I can go in. Meaning, if I make a neder, your house is usher to me. Or I said your house. So if you sell it to somebody else, then I could go into that house. But there's a machlokas rishonim. What happens if the house falls down, and then they rebuild it? In other words, I say konam like Shimon. If you say Shimon konam beis chalav, so Shimon, if Shimon sells it to someone else, so then I can enter. What if the house falls down and Shimon rebuilds it? So the position, the Ran says that that it's no, you're not allowed to go in because it's still his house. And the Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says that if it's rebuilt, you can, if it falls down and then it's rebuilt, you can go in. And the proof is, this Medrash we've been saying the whole time, that because the people of the Midbar, the Medrash says that even though Imivoin El Menuchasi Hashem swore that they will not go, people of Midbar will not go into the Beis HaMikdash, but that's the first one. Once it's destroyed, in other words, loss of love, when it's rebuilt, so then they could come in. So that's the Ritva's Raya, that if, even when Hashem says, Imivun El Menuchasi, you won't come into my Beis HaMikdash, if it falls down and it's rebuilt, so then you're allowed to go in. So there's two parts to this. One is that if it's not yours, meaning if you sell it, I can go in. Right, and the second part is, that everybody agrees to, because that's the Gemara. And the second part is if it falls down, that's a machlokes shonim. If it's rebuilt, if you can go in. So we had the first part we just talked about. Hashem just said, or the pasuk rather says, that everybody's all afraid Edom, and they're all afraid because Hashem said, "Don't bother Edom." But if somebody else destroys Edom, then you could take their land. That's like the first part of that limud, that if I say I'm not allowed to go into your house, if you sell it to someone else, so that somebody else is now I could go in. And the Ran's theory is, well, okay, so then the same thing should apply. If I didn't sell it to someone else, it just fell down and I rebuilt it, then it would be usher for you to go in. So that's what the pasuk is addressing. It's saying that since everyone's afraid, all these nations are afraid, because even though Hashem told you couldn't go to get them, but if they get taken over, so then that's like someone else's house. So you might think the same thing applies therefore also. It's like a double-edged sword that goes back at you now, but that means the Dor HaMidbar, if you go like the Ran's theory, it means that the Dor HaMidbar can't go into Eretz Yisrael, because that wasn't sold to someone else, it just fell down and is rebuilt. In other words, the point is, according to the Ran, they're connected, those ideas are connected. If it's your land and I sell it, if it's yours and you sell it to someone else, I can take it. That's the part of why Edom would be afraid. And according to the Ran, that's the same theory. Therefore, if I didn't sell it, I just rebuilt it, it's Aser. So you might think that that's true. So the Psukim are coming, again, obviously this would only work with the Ritva, to tell you that that's wrong, that the Ritva is right, that if it falls and is rebuilt, you could also get that. So that's why it tells you then, the next Pasuk is, to be Emo, Vesit to Emo, Moshe has this Nevuah, I'm not going to go into Israel. And, well, if you don't go into Israel, as we said, that means that he's not going to be able to be Mevatel, the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, because we said he only has the power to be Mevatel, the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, had he had the Schus of Eretz Yisrael, which he did not. So since he can't come in, therefore the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah won't go away, and therefore eventually the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, and therefore the Jews will be able to come in eventually, the Dor HaMidbar. So it's telling you that the Ritva is really right, and Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I'm not going to be able to come in. And therefore what? Mikdash Hashem konenu yadecha, Hashem yimloch l'olam v'ed. So what does that mean? That, says the Parashas Drachim, is a reference to the final Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash. As he brings Midrashim, it says, Mikdash Hashem konenu yadecha. The Midrash says that the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash were destroyed because Hashem didn't build it. But the Mikdash Hashem konenu yadecha, the one that Hashem will build, that'll last forever. And that'll be in the time of Hashem Yimloch Lo Levad. That'll be in the time when Hashem's rulership is everywhere, when Mashiach comes. So again, it would be say according to this that we look at it as the Parshas Drachim points out only through the positive. In other words, the people of Canaan will be afraid because we go with the version of once you sell it to someone else, you can take it. Therefore, once Edom gets kicked out, the Jews can take it. And we also use the other end. We use also the positive, like the Ritva, that even if it doesn't get sold to someone else, something, but it gets rebuilt, you're also allowed to go in there. So when Hashem made a Shvuah not to bring the Dor HaMidbar in, they can still come since the Beis HaMikdash will go down and be rebuilt. And that's the Hashem Yimloch, the Mikdash Hashem Konenu Yadecha. When Hashem rebuilds it with his own hands, then it'll be Hashem Yimloch Lavad, and it'll be all positive, and the Yidden will be able to go, even the Dor HaMidbar will return to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Ritz Hashem, we'll start the next one next week.